The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 7. Human Development Virtues Integrity.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Candid Cast. We are continuing our study on those values that make the difference between one person and the other. And we have said that these values are values you uphold if you desire to go up in life. And that if you accidentally go up without them, chances that you come down is very high. Today, we are taking the fifth part of the study, and we have titled it Integrity. Integrity as a value to be upheld for growth, for human development. I'll encourage you before we go into the study that you subscribe to the Candid Cast on YouTube, Instagram, on our Facebook page, and TikTok. We are also on podcast. Whatever channel you use to listen to podcasts, you will find the Candid Cast there. Thank you. So let's talk about integrity. We examine this subject of integrity. What actually is integrity? We have had the word is the most abused word, particularly in our political landscape. You find a lot of people saying a politician of integrity. I have not really seen integrity. When we study the subject of integrity, you know whether you find it in those who are shouting integrity or it is completely absent. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9, "He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out." Person of integrity has nothing to hide, is secured in himself. And he also said in Proverbs 20 verse 21, "A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him." Children learn more from what they see than what we say to them. How blessed are his children after him, because his children observing him are supposed to follow his path. And when they follow that path, they rise to the top, because I said integrity is one of those values that will actually take you to the desired place. In Proverbs 11 verse 3, he said, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them." The upright walks in, is not guided by whether you will discover or whether he will be caught or he will not be caught. No, he's guided by his own integrity, his personal conviction on what is right and what is wrong. What then do we call integrity? Integrity is the quality of being honest, ethical, having strong moral principles and values. It involves consistency in actions, values, methods, measures, principles, expectations, and outcome. There is consistency, wholeness, integra. Integrity has harmony between the outcome and the method. It does not go with the end justifies the means syndrome. As the means, to a man of integrity, the means is as important as the desired end. They don't run with the end justifies the means. Let's talk about what integrity actually is. Integrity is the quality of being honest, ethical, and having strong moral principles and values. It involves consistency in actions, values, methods, the measures, the principles, the expectations, and the outcomes. Integrity has harmony between outcome and method. It does not go with the popular syndrome of the end justifies the means. To a man of integrity, the end is as important as the means. You want to be rich, it's not just enough to have money. How you made your money is important, and that is how the world ought to run. Persons with integrity demonstrate sincerity, truthfulness, reliability in their interactions with others, as well as commitment to upholding ethical standards and doing what is right, even when faced with difficult choices or temptations. Integrity demands doing the right thing even when nobody is watching, and you are sure and convinced that if you did wrong, nobody will find out. Oprah Winfrey said, real integrity is doing the right thing, knowing that nobody is going to know whether you did it right or wrong, whether you did it or not. So that actually is what integrity is. The C.S. Lewis said, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. If we wait for somebody to see us before we do it right, that's not integrity. Integrity is often regarded as a fundamental value that forms the foundation of trust. A person of integrity is trusted, is respected, and possesses credibility in personal and professional and social relationships. You can trust such a person. You can take his word to the bank. It encompasses transparency, accountability, and adherence to moral and ethical standards, fostering a sense of authenticity, reliability, and honor in one's word and deeds. Total agreement between words and action. When you watch videos of certain politicians, they tell you, if I help somebody to come to power, I do not expect the person to be loyal to me. The person is to serve the people, not to serve me. The next time you see, the behavior is completely opposite of what you see in such video. And they will go on television and say, we are people of integrity. They really have lost meaning of what integrity is. Warren Buffett said, in looking for people to hire, you look for three qualities. Number one, integrity. Two, intelligence. And number three, energy. See, if the person you want to employ does not have integrity, his intelligence and energy will kill you. Integrity, as I mentioned in my discussion of morality, upholds justice, no matter whose ox is God. It does not change, it does not waver, because the person involved is my son, the person involved is my daughter, or is from my village, or is from my religion. No. Integrity is straight and firm. It does not matter who is involved. Integrity is your totality, your being, who you truly are. It is your character, and it shapes your destiny. It will determine how far you go in life. Like I mentioned, it is the foundation of trust. If nobody can trust you, you go nowhere. Your rise is tied to how much people can trust you. Can you be trusted with power? Can you be trusted with a higher position? In describing the pain of our world, Jay Watts said, character is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. There are too many people who think that the only thing that is right is to get by, and the only thing that is wrong is to get caught. That's how most people live their life today. Just ensure you are not caught. Do all the wrong, all the evil, all the wickedness, and you find it in society. Some blame government, others will look at, you are driving on the road, somebody is driving on red light. It's absolutely senseless that the traffic light shows red, you go, you block the people whose light is green, and at the end of the day, nobody goes, everybody is stranded there. That is not government, that is just who we are. Integrity is whether there is camera or there is no camera, uphold what is right and do it. People of integrity are guided by their integrity and not the fear of being caught. There is no camera there. It's not the reason to do wrong. It's not the reason to throw your waste on the road. So what are the gains of upholding integrity? I've mentioned the first one. Let's look at trust and credibility. Integrity is essential for building trust and credibility. You only lie to somebody once, and you tell 10 truths to get the person to believe you again. When you demonstrate honesty, transparency, consistency in your actions and words, when your words and your actions are in harmony, you earn the trust and respect of those around you. Number two, respect and reputation. Upholding integrity contributes to earning respect from peers, from colleagues, and society. It helps in building positive reputation based on ethical conduct and moral values. You are not begging people to trust you. They just trust you because they know you, they know who you are. Mahatma Gandhi was the leader of India Independence Movement. His unwavering commitment to nonviolence resistance and truth has earned him global respect and the respect of all Indians, to the extent that when he died, Indians needed anybody that is answering Gandhi to enthrone as their prime minister. From the Mahatma Gandhi, you talk of Rajiv Gandhi, you talk of Indira Gandhi, any Gandhi should rule just because of the reputation of one person, Mahatma Gandhi, who did not fight for himself but was interested in the people. Number three, strong relationships. Integrity forms the foundation of strong and meaningful relationship. It fosters open communication, mutual respect, and trust, leading to deeper connection with others. Number four, let's talk of ethical decision making. What guides you in making decisions? Integrity guides ethical decision making and ensures that the choices are aligned with moral principles and values. It helps in making sound judgment and upholding ethical standards. You are not making choices because of what you will eat, what you will wear, what benefit will come to you, or how you will be hailed by the people. No, Mother Teresa is fondly remembered for her compassion and dedication to serving the poor and the destitute. Serving people who cannot pay you back. They can't do anything for you, but you are just committed to it. Mother Teresa lived all her life for that, and she is known for it. That's integrity. Number five, we'll talk about personal growth. Upholding integrity promotes personal growth and self-improvement. It encourages introspection, self-awareness, and continuous development of character and values. Like any other thing in life, when you do something and you succeed at it, there is an encouragement to follow that path. You do it, it is successful, you find yourself building on it. You cannot but grow. Number six, professional success. Integrity is highly valued in the workplace and is associated with professional success. It enhances your reputation, your credibility, and leadership qualities, leading to career advancement and opportunities. If you lie, if you cheat, if you deceive, it can only be for a moment. I got the story of a Nigerian that went to study for a master's degree in Canada. She was doing internship towards the end of her master's degree program in an organization. As part of the program, she had an immediate boss, a Canadian citizen, who was avoiding works. When he found out that this Nigerian would take on any task, whether somebody is watching or not, she was passing all the assignment to the Nigerians, thinking that nobody will watch. The Nigerian will do it, she will pick it, he will pick it, he will go and submit as if it was his work. But the director was observing everything, that it was the Nigerian that was doing the work. At the end of the internship, they said there was no vacancy in the department. So what do we do? The director said, we cannot afford to lose this Nigerian. She's an asset. The Canadian was sacked, and the Nigerian was hired in the place as a replacement. So integrity will speak for you. Integrity does not respect race. It does not respect tribe. It does not respect religion. Integrity of the upright will guide him and bring him to the top. Number seven, peace of mind. Living with integrity brings inner peace and a sense of fulfillment. Knowing that you are true to yourself and your values provide a sense of satisfaction and contentment. tell the truth always, and you stand for what is right, you will have no fear of forgetting what you said in the past, because it is said that a liar has no memory. When you tell the truth, they wake you up at midnight, you will repeat the same thing. You are not trying to remember, you have peace. But when you tell lies, you need more lies to cover the lies that you told before. So, number 8, influence and leadership. Individuals with integrity often serve as role models and inspire others through their actions and behaviors. Upholding integrity can have a positive influence on those around you and contribute to effective leadership. People will want to follow a person of integrity. Everybody running for election in Southwest Nigeria wants to draw on the integrity of Chief Obafemi Awolowo. But I wish that when they get to office, they actually live the values of Chief Obafemi Awolowo. That's, those who followed his values have long gone. The last I knew of it were people like Chief Adekunle Ajasin, the Alhaji Latif Jakonde. These are people of integrity that we know that worked our political landscape. Number 9, long-term success. Integrity is a key factor in long-term success and sustainability. Organizations and individuals built on integrity are more likely to withstand challenges, build enduring relationships, and achieve lasting success. Those success that you see, when you see an organization that is 100 years old, is not an accident. Somebody was deliberate about it, that this is what we wanted. It's not people who are self-seeking. Today you hear fraud, when you hear bank fraud, you ask, if those who started this bank 100 years ago were like this, will there be bank for you to walk in? One person stealing 5 billion, 10 billion, 20 billion is crazy. Number 10, contribution to society. Upholding integrity contributes to a culture of honesty, fairness, and accountability in society. It plays a vital role in promoting social responsibility and overall well-being. Unfortunately, the nation of Nigeria has lost it, as I mentioned, in the subject of law and society. A lack of integrity destroys everything on its trail. I expect that Nigeria, and indeed Africa, will return to the path of integrity and growth, as we find in Rwanda under Paul Kagame. See, a person who has given himself to the building and development of his country. You look at, they showed me skyscrapers that were built by the former president. See, where is he today? But Kagame will be remembered forever for service to the people, not for what he acquired unto himself. I encourage African leaders to toe the path of that humble man. Upholding integrity brings a multitude of gains that contribute to personal fulfillment, professional success, and positive impact on relationship and society. This is where we'll draw the curtain for today. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Stay tuned to the Candid Cast until we meet again.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.